Gold registers sharpest single-session sell-off in 5 years. Gold prices suffered their sharpest single-session sell-off since 2020, declining more than 5% on October 21. On the COMEX division of the New York Mercantile Exchange, gold futures fell by $231, or 5.3%, to a one-week low of $4,128.40 per ounce. Despite the yellow metal sell-off, prices are still up by more than 56% this year. Silver, the sister commodity to gold, also suffered a significant drop. The white metal fell $3.49, or 6.8%, to $47.89 an ounce. Like gold, silver prices remain up almost 64% year to date. Market watchers have been cautious during the precious metals' meteoric ascent, with technical indicators pointing to an overbought situation. While Joe Teague, portfolio manager of the Rational Equity Armor Fund, has been optimistic about gold for years, the latest rally has been concerning to him. Everyone talks about how risky stocks are, how we're in a bubble. But gold? Gold has become the risk-free trade. Nobody questions whether it's lofty, Teague said in a note emailed to the Epoch Times. That's precisely when you should question it. He pointed to enormous consumer demand for physical gold, in the United States and abroad, citing reports of Costco selling out of gold bars and coins in record time. When people line up in the streets to buy an asset, when the narrative becomes one-sided, when the trade gets this crowded, that's your signal. I don't care what the asset is. This is how manias end, Teague said. For weeks, analysts have suggested the fierce appetite for gold had been driven by safe haven demand, economic and geopolitical uncertainty, the government shutdown, and the Federal Reserve immersed in a rate-cutting cycle. Lower U.S. Treasury yields have also supported gold's ultra-bullish run since falling interest rates reduced the opportunity cost of holding non-yielding bullion. The benchmark 10-year yield fell below 4% on October 21, and other long-term yields have also diminished. In addition to traders booking profits, gold prices came under pressure from a strengthening U.S. dollar, which impacts the affordability of the metal for foreign investors. The U.S. dollar index, a gauge of the buck against a weighted basket of currencies including the Japanese yen and British pound, inched closer to 99 by rising nearly 0.4%. Since reaching a bottom this past summer, the index has been attempting to pare its losses, but it is still down 9% this year. The relative strength index, a momentum indicator indicating whether market conditions are overbought or oversold, suggests gold may have been oversold during the Tuesday session. The next catalyst for gold could be this week's inflation data. Despite the government shutdown, now in its third week, the Bureau of Labor Statistics will release the September Consumer Price Index report on October 24. According to the Cleveland Fed's Inflation Nowcasting model, the annual inflation rate is estimated to have risen to 3% for the first time since January. The regional central bank's running estimate also indicates October inflation readings might be little changed. Reading the metal tea leaves. Looking ahead, 12-month forecasts suggest gold prices will stay firmly above $4,000. Silver, too, could hold the $50 threshold in the year ahead. Patrick Castleman, commodity strategist at BNP Paribas Wealth Management, anticipated a correction on short-term profit-taking, prompting a downgraded view from positive to neutral. Still, he maintained a long-term bullish stance for the metals market. But after the sharp rally, the market will probably have to consolidate and there will be some better entry opportunities, Castleman said in an October 20 note. In the longer term, we see further upside potential for gold and other precious metals due to tight supply and structurally increased investor interest. We adjust our 12-month price targets just above recent highs, gold at $4,400 and silver at $55. According to David Miller, senior portfolio manager and CIO at Catalyst Funds, the base case for gold is between $4,800 and $5,200 per ounce next year. With the first cut delivered and the dot plot pointing to additional easing through 2026, the macro setup of falling real rates plus policy uncertainty is supportive, Miller said in a recent note email to the Epoch Times. JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon is not a gold bug, but he has said it makes some semi-rational sense to own the yellow metal in investment portfolios. I'm not a gold buyer, it costs 4% to own it. But it could easily go to $5,000 or $10,000 in environments like this, Diamond said at Fortune's recent Most Powerful Women conference. This is one of the few times in my life it's semi-rational to have some in your portfolio. In other metal markets, copper futures dipped 7 cents, or 1.4%, to $4.96 per pound. Platinum and palladium prices each fell about 7% to $1,536 and $1,438 an ounce, respectively.